Proponents of the idea say anything copper is the biggest target for thieves, and that means telephone poles along with power poles and substations get picked apart. But this kind of stealing also creates public safety hazards. Eric Larson is a deputy with the Eau Claire Police Department, where he says metal theft reached $59,000 last year.
Those thefts included stolen railroad switch signal cable that left train engineers blind to the safe status of rail lines, stolen manhole covers that left manholes on our public streets open for vehicles, bicycles, or pedestrians to fall into.
Thieves can already be punished if they get caught, but once they sell the scrap, it's tough to find them. A plan lawmakers are considering would require scrap dealers to keep better track of who they do business with. They'd have to obtain a photo ID from the people who sell to them, record their license number, and take a picture or a video of the vehicle they're driving. Darren Engbring works for Miller Compressing, a Milwaukee-based scrap processor. He thinks the legislature has to do something.
As long as thieves think there's little chance of getting caught, and if they're caught, little chance of a severe penalty, nothing any of us will do will make a lot of difference.
While scrap recyclers favor some action, they don't like the requirement in this bill that they'd have to hang on to the video or pictures of every customer's vehicle for 2 years. Scrap dealers who violate this proposal would face a $1,000 fine and up to 90 days in jail. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.